Well, once again with us in the Walk Right In studio is Frank Rowntree, Sheffield's Health Education Officer. Very good afternoon to you, Frank. Last week we were talking about hygiene. Are we really a dirty nation?
Well, I'm sorry to say it, I think we are. You did say a nation. I'm sure if you'd said to me, am I a dirty person, and I'd said yes, you'd have probably been very, very offended. And so would all individuals if they got that kind of response to a question, am I personally dirty? But collectively, we are a filthy nation. Many of the personal habits that you can attribute to an individual are deplorable and upsetting and distressing, to say the least. But looked at collectively, the British man is one of the dirtiest animals in the world. And this is evidenced by the state of our public places and even by the state of our private places. Walk along the road and see the rubbish and filth that's been left dumped in the gutter. Go to any sports ground at the end of Saturday afternoon and see again the filth and the rubbish that's been dumped. Look at the beaches, look at our national parks, and see the way we litter our environment. This is something that we are becoming very, very conscious about, this deliberate lack of care and attention to surroundings which should be enjoyed by all of us. It's unsightly, it's untidy, and it can be a very great danger to health. Think of broken bottles on a beach, for instance, or in a place where children are likely to play. Think about food, waste food that's been dumped at picnic sites, likely to bring vermin and again associated disease. We're also a filthy nation, along with the majority of the other developing nations of the world, when it comes to total pollution of our environment. The quick buck is the thing that matters. What's the cheapest and fastest way to make money? And let's not worry about the overall consequences. Now, in Sheffield, we did exploit our environment. The atmosphere was polluted. It was one of the most disgusting and filthy places in the world, until a few short years ago. And the city fathers realised not only the damage that was being done to health, but also to our buildings and to the inheritance that we were leaving to future generations. And this is one of the reasons why the Clean Air programme began. And it's rather interesting, you know, and I think many people have forgotten this, that when the Clean Air programme was inaugurated, there was an exhibition that was opened by a five-year-old child who, in opening it, she cut a ribbon with a pair of kitchen scissors. I'll never forget it. And she said in a very tiny little voice that she thanked us for the health that we were giving to future generations of Sheffielders by the actions that were being taken in inaugurating that Clean Air programme. Now, we've developed an international reputation for being atmospherically a clean city. I don't think we can claim to be such a clean city on the ground. And this isn't really the city father's fault. This is the fault of the individual citizens. And again, you say, are we a dirty nation? Yes, we are a dirty nation and we're a dirty town dweller. And only we as individuals can do something about it. Not only not dumping it on the ground, but picking it up if other people have dumped it. And that way we'd make Sheffield a brighter and cleaner and a healthier place to live in.